They've invested his life savings into buying a property with the aim of refurbishing it and then renting the property out. They've spent $260,000 on the property initially and a further $40,000 repairing, decorating, and improving the property. After 18 months, the property was ready to be occupied. Dave charged his tenants $1,200 per month. This made his annual income from the property $14,400. This is without considering realtor fees. $300,000 divided by $14,400 equals 20.8. Okay, great. But I don't know what that equation really means. It means Dave isn't going to make a profit on that property for over 20 years. That's completely ridiculous, right? Sam invested $220 on building a website and began optimizing it for the local electricians in the area. After investing a further $150 to increase the site's ranking on Google, Sam managed to increase the search engine position of his website and was able to advertise his website in a group on social media. Sam now rents out the website for $1,200 a month, meaning he has immediate profit and has created a monthly income with almost no overhead. Can you see the difference between these two stories? Dave is a landlord with monthly overhead costs and a massive wait before his investment becomes profitable. Sam, on the other hand, invested less money and time into creating a website but makes the same amount as Dave each month. However, Sam's monthly income is pure profit. Digital real estate, in simple terms, is becoming a landlord of websites instead of physical property. As I mentioned previously, property rental as an industry has always been very profitable and successful, however, is almost exclusively for those that already have money. There is rarely a rags-to-riches story behind leading landlords and property tycoons. With digital real estate, there is no need for a massive stack of cash as a startup fund. In fact, it is accessible to most people. All you need is a computer, a Wi-Fi connection, and a little know-how, and I am going to teach you that know-how. As I explain in my book, which you can access here, https://www.getrichwithdigitalrealestate.com/. When I first discovered the rank and rent model, I attempted to take on multiple industries at once. I pushed myself too hard and wasted the time and effort on being a busy fool so that you don't have to. I am going to give you every shortcut that I can to help you become a rank and rent master without you wasting time and money, losing any sleep, or having to juggle every task at once. So how do you make sure that you're not running around like a fool trying to manage your web pages? In this training course, I will teach you how to find, register and host your domains, automate your website builds, and show you where to access all the tools you need to do this. Summary: Dave invested his life savings into buying a property and charged his tenants $1,200 per month. This made him $14,400 per year without considering realtor fees. Sam invested $220 on building a website and $150 to increase its ranking on Google. He now rents out the website for $1,200 a month. Dave invested monthly overhead costs and a massive wait before his investment became profitable, while Sam invested less money and time. Digital real estate is becoming a landlord of websites instead of physical property. It is accessible to most people with a computer, a Wi-Fi connection, and a little know-how. When I first discovered the rank and rent model, I tried to take on multiple industries at once, but I wasted time and money. I am going to give you every shortcut I know. In this training course, I will teach you how to find, register and host your domains, and automate your website builds. Find out everything you can about your industry and become a specialist to charge more. Action points: find out everything you can about the industry and do the market research to rank higher in the search engine. Specialists can charge so much more for what they do, so find a niche, become a specialist, and stick to it.